Welcome to a special Valentine edition of the Scarlet Blue and You podcast. I'm Lauren Yass, your host and the Hannibal LaGrange University Alumni Director. I'm coming to you from the Burt Studio on the HLGU campus. My two lovely guests are going to share their sweet HLGU love story with us. Please welcome Don and Lori Colburn.
Hello, all. Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's. I really wanted harp music, but I just wasn't quick enough.
I can't play. I can play the auto harp, like, you know, Mother Maybelle Carter, if you want to go back
that.
A few years.
What could be been more romantic?
And that's why you married him. I love it. So Dr. Colburn came back to HLGU a few years ago and is actually the chair of the Natural Science Department and professor of biology. And he's also the voice of Trojan Sports.
That is correct.
So come out to a game.
Come
and you
out.
Can hear him announcing.
You bet.
And then his better half, I can call her that, right?
You certainly can.
Because it's Valentine's
true.
Day. Yeah. Lori Hammond Colburn taught school for years and then raised her family, and she's now enjoying time as grandma and a lovely seamstress. You've helped out with the HLGU Theater Department,
yes,
right?
I love doing
creating
that.
Costumes. And every year, one lucky Becky gets one of your lovely creations as her Becky dress. Hannibal has this fun competition for eighth graders, and you make one of the dresses.
Well, we have a lot of fun with it, that's
and
for sure.
I can always tell your dress because it is the fluffiest, laciest, prettiest one out there.
Well, at least it's over the top. I know that.
Yeah, exactly.
All of our daughters have an aversion to lace now because they were dressed in them.
Too much lace.
They could walk until they graduated from high school. They had to wear a lacy dress.
I would have
loved
that.
Made by mom.
Like when I was little, in those dresses that you could twirl in.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it.
Our girls
yeah.
were both twirlers in their yes. puffy hoop dresses.
I love it. I love it a lot. So many couples have actually made their start at Hannibal Grange. Tim, I believe that includes you. Yeah, you and Courtney met here. And so, and I know you all did, and as a special tribute to the love holiday, I just want to hear your Hannibal LaGrange love story. So I'm just going to sit back.
Well, let me start, I guess, and then I'll give you some of the details, and then Lori will fill in all of the missing pieces and kind of draw it all together. I'm going to start, though, the year of my senior. After I graduated from high school my senior year, I had decided I was going to go to the University of Missouri at Rolla because I wanted to be in engineering. And I had been accepted. I had already registered for classes, but I just didn't have a peace in my soul about it. And so I think it was July of that year. I got a call one day from a guy named Bill Creech from
okay.
Hannibal LaGrange College. Hey, what are you doing? Well, I'm supposed to go to Rolla. Well, what are you going to do? Well, I want to be an engineer. You know, he told me about an engineering program that we had here. And so I ended up meeting Dr. Todd, checking things out. And like students to this day still do, I changed my mind right
yeah.
before the semester began. We still see that, right? Nothing new under the sun. And so I say that to tell you how I got here, because then Lori's going to kind of pull all these names together and fill in the pieces
okay.
of how they all claim to be a part of this story for us. So I came here, and that would have been a fall of 81, started in class. Lori wouldn't come until a year later because she was going at another pseudo-Baptist school
yeah.
somewhere in the state who we don't talk about. But she was there for a year while I came here, and I still remember the next fall of, it would have been the fall of 82, I was in the student center, which in those days was on the first floor of Nunn Cook.
Mm-hmm.
You had the student center, you had a lounge in there, and then you had the snack shack on the north end of Nunn Cook. And I was playing pool with some friends of mine. And it was first couple days of the semester, and in walked this blonde face that I had not met before, because the mail slots, you came there to get your mail. The
okay.
mail room was actually in that building as well. And so it was this Lori girl from St. Charles. And I'm assuming guys still do it, but when there's a pretty new face on campus, you start asking, well, who is that? You know, you're trying to ignore her. And I was already here as a student and was involved in things. And so I kind of got to know her a little bit. I was dating somebody. She actually dated two of my friends for a while. And so we got to know each other
yeah.
as friends by being with our other friends on kind of like these double dating kind of like
group
things.
Dates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we became friends before we ever became interested in each other in a romantic manner. Another name that I'm going to bring out that some of you listening will remember is Mrs. Wade, LaWanda Wade, who way back in the early 80s was Mr. Burt's secretary. And I use the term Mr. Burt because he was not Dr. Burt at the time. Uh-huh. He was Mr. Burt, and he was the dean of students. Mrs. Wade was his secretary.
Okay.
And she played a big role in us getting together because she was a Sunday school teacher at Emmanuel Baptist Church. And she always had people come and sing for Sunday school. Uh-huh. And for some reason, she decided that Lori and I should sing together. So she asked us, we said we would, and I still remember the song. It's called Jesus Never Fails by a group called Truth, which was kind of a popular group way back in the late 70s, early 80s. So we practiced together and kind of got to know each other a little bit better and ended up singing at the church there for her and sang several other occasions. We used to have a an event called HLG Days where some of the administrators would grab some of us students and we would jump in the van and we'd go to various local churches and we would put on either maybe a Sunday morning or a night during the
kind
week.
Of the early ministry.
Yeah, kind of early ministry, but it was also a recruiting time, you know. It was a time for the administrators to tell the students about the college and for them to meet some college students. And so Lori and I went together on several of those trips together. And again, just kind of building a relationship. And it was kind of, in one way, freeing because there was no pressure because we weren't an item. We were just two friends going with some other friends to an HLG day or something. And then through various circumstances, we continued to have interest in each other, I think. And then, lo and behold, we both ended up unattached at the same time. And so our first date, what I consider to be our first date, was with Gary and Kathy, a couple friends of ours, to Pizza Hut.
Nice.
Now, Pizza Hut is not Pizza Hut today. Pizza Hut is where Jet's Palace is today.
That was the little original Pizza Hut.
The little Pizza, the original.
I remember waiting there on Friday night for a table.
Yes, the original Pizza Hut. And so it was just the four of us. And I'm not even sure, I don't think it started off as a date. It started off as four of us, hey, let's go to Pizza Hut. But that was, I think, Lori may say differently, but to me, that in my mind was our first official date, even though it really wasn't an official date until later on. Then we look back and like, oh, that was probably our first official date right there. And so anyway, we became a couple, I guess, at that point and went on. And I'll let Lori jump in here. That's kind of how I got to this point in the story. And I'll let Lori jump in here and she's going to fill in some of the missing links here of the story and draw this all together.
Well, like Don said, I had gone to a different school to be a music major because everyone who can sing wants to be a music major.
And correct.
Usually only takes about a year to realize.
That may not be what I want to do.
That's not really what I want to do the rest of my life. And so I had stayed at home for a year and gone to a community college and was actually thinking about going back. And my daddy, who used to live in Hannibal, said, let's just go look at HLG first. And pretty much just to appease him, I said, okay. And we came up one day in, I think it was February or March, and it was cold. I remember that.
And she loves cold. It's her favorite thing.
No, I hate cold. And Tom Duggar, who was an admissions rep at the time, showed us around. And I literally fell in love with the campus that day, and it was a done deal.
Nice.
And so that's the funny thing. So Tom always claimed credit for getting us together, and Mr. Creech always said, well, no, if I hadn't talked Don into coming, and Mrs. Wade always felt like she could trump them all and say, well, I'm the one that asked him to sing together.
I'll That's fun.
So we've always had to share credit with several of them. But it was definitely a fun place for us. My mom would also claim credit because she had always told me when it's the right one, she would know.
Oh, she would know.
She would know.
Not Lori, her mother would know.
But Mama That's would great. Know. And they had come up for homecoming that first year, and Don was one of the MCs. And the first time my mama saw him, she looked at him and she said, "Ooh, he's cute. Oh. You should go for him."
Nice.
And because I was an obedient daughter.
Yeah, you gave it a second thought.
But yeah, it was fun. And it's kind of funny that he mentioned the student center and getting our mail, because I'm sure people still do this. You find reasons to interact with someone that you're interested with. And I had a good friend named Donna who would always say, "Hey, Lori, I think you need to go check your mail," which was code
now.
For Don Colburn's in the student center.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And so
I just thought she got a lot of letters. Yeah. She came over 4 or 5 times a day.
She needed a lot.
Yeah, she did.
A lot of time at the mailbox.
Absolutely. But, yeah, we started dating, and that was the fall of 83. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we went out that one time, and then we had gone home for Christmas break, and I had gone on a ski trip, and we had just gotten...
Her second favorite thing is
in the
skiing
cold.
In the cold.
Yeah. It's not really my gift. And we had come back to church, and I remember my sister and I were late getting to church that morning, and we were waiting outside of the Sunday school room. Mm-hmm. To go in, you know, kind of when there was a break. And all of a sudden I heard this voice. And I told Jan, "That's Don Colburn's voice." And she's like, "No way." And yeah, he had come up to surprise me.
Oh.
And that's really when we started dating.
Nice.
January 8th, 1984. And so it was a lot of fun. And I remember telling somebody, oh, a month before that, "If Don Colburn and I ever get together, we'll get married."
Yeah.
I just knew he was what I wanted.
Yeah.
We were really good mm-hmm. friends before we started dating, and we always had a lot of fun.
Oh, that's sweet. And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Beautiful family
with
kids
and
grandkids.
Yeah. 1985, so we've got be 37 coming up this year and six kids later, and we're back at Hannibal LaGrange, and I still love it here. Lori still loves it here.
Yeah. It's home.
And it's always...
And you guys still sing.
We still sing occasionally. Yeah. Yes, we do. It was interesting, though, speaking of this whole love thing, I was at a wedding last fall, and it was a wedding between two of my former students. And I did not know this, but during their wedding vows, they both said that they had been lab partners in my biology. They had dissected a pig together, and that's where the romance
where the
blossomed
magic happened.
Over the smell of formaldehyde.
In your lab.
Love bloomed.
Oh.
And so, the magic still works at Hannibal LaGrange.
God, can you get any to claim circumstance?
I get to claim that one, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I get to claim
There's
that.
There's a reason I didn't take biology. I took entomology and had to dissect a grasshopper.
Well, hey, same thing, just a different scale, right?
It was much different. I cannot cuddle a grasshopper.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I still felt bad.
Yeah.
Not as bad.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, so cool. So one of our really fun traditions at Hannibal LaGrange is to climb up to the bell monument that's on the front lawn. And as a couple, you guys flip the bell to announce to campus that you're engaged. So did you all flip the bell?
We did not flip the bell. I'm not sure it wasn't. Was it an issue? Was it a tradition then or not?
I think it was somewhat of a tradition, but we were not students here anymore by the time we became engaged.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
We didn't get engaged until October after I had graduated and he had transferred.
So it's not too late. Right. You guys can make that happen still.
Well,
it's
with my knees
up.
And our back, I don't think we want to be climbing ladders unnecessarily.
I've heard that you want to get a ladder. Yeah. That makes life a lot easier.
Yeah.
And I've also heard that the bell is stinking heavy.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I still do notice occasionally the bell is upside down, and you're thinking, okay, who is it this time?
Who's gotten engaged?
Yeah, who's gotten engaged? And then usually it'll be posted on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, and then you find out. You see the picture of them flipping the bell, so it's fun.
But no, I don't remember that being a big tradition. And then, as Lori said, we had both already left and got engaged after we were no longer students here. You were still working, weren't you working in admissions at the time, right?
I was working here.
But I had
probably would have been a breach of my contract to
climb on
deface campus property or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, that's neat.
What that would have been like.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your love story with us. I appreciate it. And I want to say happy Valentine's Day to all of my Hannibal LaGrange couples, because I know there's a lot out there. Happy Valentine's Day, Tim and Courtney. And please feel free to share your HLG love story on social media and either tag Hannibal LaGrange or use the hashtag HLGU. We really love to see photos of couples flipping the bell and, you know, standing by the arch and just their time at Hannibal LaGrange. It's really special. So we love you all, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, all.